ultrasound technology has grown so much that it seems to be something that everybody does need a very good working knowledge of. So in that respect, how do you see the value of this?
Well, I think your point is exactly right. Ultrasound technology really is transformative in terms of how it can help clinicians better care for patients. On the procedural side, safer procedures, you can image what you're doing. On the diagnostic side, and this is where the emphasis of this afternoon course is, using it as a diagnostic tool, and we really do consider ultrasound technology, ultrasound machines to be the stethoscope of the 21st century. It takes organs and it takes systems and allows you to visualize them in ways that were not previously possible. And that provides very powerful information to make good clinical decisions about how to take care of patients. So it's excellent. I think that we have seen, as we were discussing, barriers to more rapid adaptation of ultrasound technology, and it has to do with at least two, probably more than two, but at least two key components. One is that there's an upfront capital investment to purchase an ultrasound machine. So a lot of people who would otherwise want to use it simply don't have it available to them. And we're talking about, you know, not just a few hundred dollars, but several thousand, if not a couple tens of thousands of dollars. So that's an upfront investment that we, of course, think is worth it. Institutions should think it's worth it because of all of the reduction in complications and the improved patient care, but it's an enlightened expense or enlightened investment. The second issue, and this is what we're trying to tackle with our ultrasound training course, is that people don't know how to use it, and people don't know where to go to learn how to use it. So this is a starting point that will allow people to get some exposure and take these ideas back and hopefully generate enough of a critical mass that it becomes a louder and louder chorus asking for this technology.
One of the things that seems interesting is that credentialing organizations are starting to recommend this to differing degrees. Some are more suggestive. Others are saying, you know, this is something you should incorporate if you have the ability and the technology. How much does that then push the technology into more hands in terms of hospitals saying, well, look, to do best practices and to be best in breed, I have to follow these guidelines?
Yes, there's no doubt that regulatory agencies, depending on how strict their regulations and standards are, can help change practice. I think that we do need to be careful and considerate of the fact that not everybody can afford this technology and not everybody has champions or abilities to train people to be able to use it safely. So if you set a standard or a bar that's too high for 60-70% of institutions and clinicians to reach, then you're just setting up a lot of problems, obviously, both credentialing as well as potentially legal. So there, it's a process where you start with, like what you were saying, recommendations, suggestions, and then start to push it until it becomes truly the standard. And then the other piece of it, again, is what kind of training availability is there so people can actually move the needle on this? And it's variable. It depends on where you are in the country, how big your institution is, what the leadership looks like, how much you have access to either our course or other ultrasound courses. Ultrasound technology is not new. I mean, it's ubiquitous in emergency medicine. Critical care is using it very extensively, and they are further along. But the reality is hospitals are all over the hospital, and unless you have an ultrasound in your pocket, and that day is coming, it's a little bit harder to actually use it in your day-to-day practice. And so we have to be mindful of the practical considerations.
How important is it for the hospitalist to realize that they need to find a mentor probably outside of their circle, because they may have to work with the ED on it, or they may have to work with in a smaller institution. It may be OBGYN that has the most experience, somebody over there.
Right.
How important is it to step outside of the HM group and say, my mentor has to be someone outside my specialty?
It's an excellent point. It's an excellent question. I think it's critically important. I think that the people who know ultrasound the most are not within hospital medicine, with the exception of a few, you know, thought leaders and people who have a lot of experience with it. But you find a lot of ultrasound experience in critical care, in OB, in emergency medicine. And so this is where, you know, either an organization or individual people's political savvy and relationship building is tested in order to learn and collaborate without being seen as a threat. one of the barriers to wider adaptation is that the radiology department, radiologists, are concerned about us sort of wild, wild west style running around with ultrasound and think we know what we're doing and either leading to the wrong diagnoses or taking either business or images away from them so that they lose control over this. And I understand and am considerate of that concern. We have to work with them to establish safe standards, to understand and agree on rules of engagement. So our patients are benefiting from our use of ultrasound, but we're doing it safely and properly. But I think the partnership with other specialists is going to be key to our success.
It seems that the hospitalist isn't positioned to become an ultrasonographer so much as just recognize this doesn't look right.
Yes.
And I have to call in radiology, or I have to call in somebody else and get a consult that's going to tell me why it doesn't look right.
Is that
what somebody should take out of this? And what do you want hospitalists that aren't here right now to think when they say, here's what I should be doing with ultrasound technology?
That your point is exactly right. I think that when we have an opportunity to have a discussion with people who are concerned about what hospitalists are going to do with ultrasound, no, we're not going to be certified ultrasonographers. We're not going to be performing formal studies. That's not our interest. It's not our expertise. However, ultrasound technology is an important tool that we can use to adjunct our other information, clinical and diagnostic, to make good decisions. So I think, to your point, we really want to answer simple questions. We want to use the ultrasound to answer the question, does it look like there's a pericardial effusion? Not how large is it? Does it look like tamponade? Just yes or no, is there a pericardial effusion? Are there gallstones? Are there kidney stones? How large is the bladder approximately? Does it look like the patient needs a Foley catheter? So you can go through a number of simple questions that will lead you to then get formal studies. Not unlike when you put a stethoscope on someone's chest, if you hear a murmur that sounds a little suspicious, you're not done. You're ordering an echocardiogram.
That coding opportunity for someone else who then is going to perform.
Absolutely. And so it's collaborative, and you may actually capture more things with your cursory screen that will lead to further studies and, again, more timely information that'll benefit patients. But certainly we're not looking to capitalize financially and take away studies or money away from radiologists. It's really an opportunity for us at the bedside to capture things early that will then get referred for formal studies.